USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration declassified an intelligence assessment finding Vladimir Putin had been misinformed about his military's performance in Ukraine and the severe consequences of sanctions.
Because his senior advisors are too afraid to tell him the truth.
White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield says the decision to declassify the intelligence is part of an effort to make clear the Russian invasion of Ukraine was a strategic blunder.
They are now publicly trying to redefine the goals of their invasion to be different than they were at the outset.
There's dangerous weather in a large part of the country with tornadoes in Arkansas. Forecasters say there's more bad weather ahead for the Gulf area. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
The winds are the main threat, but not the only threat. There's a threat of hail and also potential for isolated flooding.
This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a bill into law that prohibits transgender boys and girls from competing on sports teams consistent with their gender at public schools and colleges in the state. The law will require that a parent or guardian of a student at a public school, public charter school, or public college in the state who competes on a sports team sign an affidavit acknowledging their child's biological gender at birth and requiring them to only play on a sports team associated with that gender. He added he wasn't concerned with the potential of the NCAA removing events from the state after suggesting it may if the measure were signed into law. Will Smith may now face consequences after this happened on Sunday night.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced that Will Smith was asked to leave Sunday's Oscar ceremony after he slapped comedian Chris Rock. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Monday night on America's Voice TV, John Solomon and Amanda Head interviewed former President Trump. They asked him about the crisis on the border.
We never had a border so secure. Our drug numbers were way down. Now they're up 10 times. Our drug numbers were way, way down because it was so hard to get in. And we were only getting better. And the wall was very close. And other than the 2.5 years I had to wait to win lawsuits, the wall was getting absolutely, it was really just in a great place. It was in a great position. We were going to have it finished in 3 weeks. And it really helped us anyway, because we built hundreds of miles of wall, exactly the wall the Border Patrol wanted. So when I watch to see what's happening, it's very, very sad.
The man behind the right-wing media company InfoWars, Alex Jones, was declared to be in contempt of court, according to a Connecticut judge. He was ordered to pay $25,000 per weekday for every day he refuses to submit a deposition. Jones was sued by several family members whose children were killed in a 2012 Connecticut shooting. A judge ruled in mid-November that he's liable for damages for defaming the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre by calling them actors and the shooting a hoax. The judge didn't believe claims by Jones's lawyer that he was unable to attend the depositions on multiple occasions because of an illness. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.